Message W622. Welcome to AT&T Wireless Services. The number you have called is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and dial again. Message W622.
Thank you. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein, joined tonight by Kyle.
Hello.
And out in Signal Land, we have Rapti Firefly.
Good evening.
Gila.
Good evening.
And Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
And you saying good morning clues me in on the possibility that you're not in New York.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's just ticked over into the morning. I'm over in London from the Chelsea Arts Club, as usual. So good morning and happy Thursday.
Well, you'll be happy to know this is a shortened program. We're not doing the overtime we usually do after the show because tonight is a call-in show for WBAI listeners.
And great.
We'll be opening up the phone calls in just a little bit. But, Alex, you're over there. You missed all the snow and the ice. And, boy, you know, I can't tell you how much fun melting all the ice has been lately. You know, because...
25% elektriciteit hier. Dat is weinig genoeg. Lader hier ook.
Wil je het licht een beetje zachter zetten?
Nee, ik ga de opname starten. Het is woensdagmiddag 12 uur. En er is een popcorn-serieus Germaine Dreen. Het radioprogramma voor actualiteit, activisme en kunst.
Chaos.
En gezelligheid.
Sensatie. Eigenlijk sensatie vandaag.
Ik zit in het verkeerde stukje. Maar sorry, ik onderbreek je ook. Ga door. Sorry.
Het is woensdagmiddag.
Woensdagmiddag.
12 uur.
Wat hebben we vandaag? Agenda. Ik hoop op de komst van Ingeborg dus. Dat zei je ook toch? Dat Ingeborg.
Ingeborg komt.
Ja. En Curly.
Of Curly. Of,
alle twee nog geen reactie.
Kijk. Nou,
Kimbo.
Mooi.
Ook geen reactie nog.
Oké.
Jo net.
Jo
is
verdwenen.
Ja.
Dus nou, het gaat lekker vandaag.
Ja, er is wel heel veel dingen in het nieuws. Moet het daarover hebben?
Ja. Oh. De tsunami.
Ja, die soort uitgezocht hoe het maar is gekomen van dat datacenter met 3 torens dat moet worden gebouwd in West.
Ja.
En nu lees ik, het is niet, gebruikt niet elektriciteit zoveel als Haarlem, maar zoveel als heel Amsterdam.
Ja, alle huishoudens van Amsterdam bij elkaar, dat is wat er... En ondertussen, ik zag een hele leuke cartoon van een heel groot datacentrum met daarnaast een heel klein schooltje. Die zei van, hey, maar mag ik ook stroom?
Ja.
Want dat is natuurlijk wel waar het naartoe gaat. Want er zijn enorme wachtlijsten voor de stroomaansluitingen. Ja. Ik bedoel, er is echt een tekort. Er zijn regelmatige storingen. Ik word thuis regelmatig onderbroken.
Ja.
Microsoft heeft op slinkse wijze geen hyperscale maar gewoon 3 torentjes.
Ja.
En dat zou door verschillende bedrijven gebruikt worden. Nou, dat is volkomen bullshit.
Ja.
Dat is allemaal Microsoft. En dat zijn natuurlijk allerlei bedrijfjes die daar dan, en overheden niet te vergeten, die daar dan gebruik van gaan maken. Maar het is allemaal de kas van Microsoft die hier gespekt wordt over de ruggen van...
Van
Amsterdam, van Nederland.
Ik hoor wel de laatste dagen dat investeren in datacenters... dat eigenlijk niet veel mensen meer zitten te springen om hun geld te investeren in die geprojecteerde datacenters.
Nou ja, vind je het gek?
Ik vind het niet gek. Maar deze moet nog worden gebouwd. Dus er is ook een kans dat het gewoon ook er niet van komt uiteindelijk. Ja. Maar ik denk dat we wel de druk moeten opvoeren.
Ja, er moet heel duidelijk actie gevoerd worden op de een of andere manier. Dan moet, misschien moeten we dat land gaan bezetten of zo. Ja. Misschien moeten we daar een...
Maar er zitten al 11 Ieren in een keet.
Oh,
lastig.
Oh, bouwvakkers.
Misschien een stukje afschieten van het land. Gewoon een hekje om hun heen zetten en dan de rest...
Isoleren, ja.
Ja.
Ja, ja, ja.
Of een soort recht van overpad met ze afspreken. Ja. Dat jullie zo lang...
Maar hoe komen we daar nou in godsnaam vanaf? Want ik hoor weinig... Ja, ik weet niet. Is er enige verontwaardiging ergens of zo? Is
nou ja, die journalisten vinden het in ieder geval erg genoeg om erover te schrijven. En nou ja, het is natuurlijk...
Maar zijn er machthebbers die op hun achterste benen staan? Die zoiets hebben van... Nou, Microsoft.
Ik hoor het niet, maar ik luister... Het is ook niet... Misschien is er op een van op AT5 of op een van de kanaal waar lokale politici een podium hebben, dat daarop is gezegd iets. Ja. Maar ik heb dat niet meegekregen. Maar ik heb ook niet naar gezocht of zo.
Ja,
dus dat is gewoon echt heel ongefundeerd verhaal hier. Behalve, je ziet dan een soort fundament staan. Hè? Dus dan komen wel een soort pilaren uit de grond.
Oh, nu al.
Ja, dat zie je op al die foto's. Is gewoon zo'n braakterrein, maar dan wel een soort met een betonnen plaat met stukken. Paaltje eruit steken. Ja. Maar misschien moet dat juist allemaal nog worden weggehaald. Dat ze dan ook nog kunnen.
Inderdaad. Het is moeilijk om alle shit te volgen.
Nee, okay, maar en verder is natuurlijk Soedan, heb ik niks van gehoord, maar dat is ongetwijfeld erg. De hongerstakers in Engeland. Heb je nog meer gehoord?
Weer één.
Ja. Hadden vorige week verteld.
Ja,
van,
maar ik ben eigenlijk vergeten om daar
zoek
dat
even op, mensen. Luisteraar, zoek even op hoe het gaat met die hongerstaker in Engeland. Solidariteit met solidariteit.
Message W622. Welcome to AT&T Wireless Services. The number you have called is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and dial again. Message W622.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein, joined tonight by Kyle.
Hello.
And out in Signal Land, we have Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Gila.
Good evening.
And Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
And you saying good morning clues me in on the possibility that you're not in New York.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's just ticked over into the morning. I'm over in London from the Chelsea Arts Club, as usual. So good morning and happy Thursday.
Well, you'll be happy to know this is a shortened program. We're not doing the overtime we usually do after the show because tonight is a call-in show for WBAI listeners. And we'll be opening up the phone calls in just a little bit. But, Alex, you're over there. You missed all the snow and the ice. And, boy, you know, I can't tell you how much fun melting all the ice has been lately. You know, because it invades pretty much every neighborhood. In fact, a large part of the country over the weekend certainly was affected by all the ice. And I think all of us can sort of unite in our own personal battles and community battles, getting rid of it all. You know, just kind of destroying it and making it less and less every single day. I'm sorry you missed that.
Well, I've had my own battles against ice raging over here as well.
I have.
I have, as a matter of fact. In fact, I've been battling ice here in London even tonight. So I've had, I've been raging against ice.
Well, it's a lot colder over there than I thought it was.
Yeah, well, you know, don't underestimate the effects that ice can have extraterritorially.
So to speak. But the weather, yeah, the weather has been interesting too, hasn't it? I mean, that's something that,
it certainly has.
So hopefully everybody is snug in their homes, listening to us, and doing their bit to make things better. Okay, so we have some stories I want to get to first before we open up the phone lines. This is something that I just saw today, courtesy of Rob. Shared the fact that Meta, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram and Threads, and don't they own WhatsApp too?
Yes, they do.
Well, this story sort of left that out, I guess. That's Politico. Well, they apparently have stopped all their users from sharing a database that claims to contain thousands of names and photos of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, known as ICE. And anyone trying to post the ICE list to Facebook as of yesterday afternoon was warned that the post violates the platform's community standards. Instagram and Threads users received a message saying the post failed to upload. Meta spokesperson Andy Stone shared the company's community standards under privacy violations, which prohibits sharing or soliciting of personally identifiable information. Now, you know, I wonder, you know, Andy, if I had you here to ask you a question, where do you draw the line on that? I mean, you know, can I refer to somebody who's in the news because I'm giving out their name, you know, and they're in the news, they're out there in public. This information that was posted, I imagine, came from publicly identifiable sources, license plates. They're there for all to see. Various databases that proclaim the names of the people that are serving their country by being part of this Gestapo-ish agency. It'll be a spirited discussion. Now, the move to restrict the links follows the unrest in Minneapolis, sparked by an ICE operation that has led to thousands of arrests, two fatal shootings, and it comes as residents use social media and encrypted messaging apps to trace ICE vehicles and agents. Now, the site in question is known as wiki.icelist.is. Yes, apparently it's in Iceland. .is is the Icelandic domain. That's wiki.icelist.is. And, you know, we were experimenting with it a little earlier today. Over at 2600, we were posting links to it on various platforms. And it seemed to go through on just about all of them. But what's disturbing is that something's happening to the site, even as we speak. The links were working before. There are links here to browse incidents, look at photos, get a list of known ICE agents in various states, things like that. And all of the links are pretty much dead-ending right now and not going anywhere. And it looks like something that's being changed on the site itself. First of all, the site doesn't seem to have been updated since November. And that's another disturbing problem that I see in a lot of sites like this, sites calling for demonstrations and for public information to be revealed. They're not maintained. There are not enough people working on them to keep these things relevant. And that's something that really has to change if any kind of change is actually wanted. If you click on links, it seems to go to something called undefined each time. And that's not a good thing. Hopefully, it's a temporary problem. Hopefully, it will get fixed. But you know, you have to be concerned when things like this happen. Now, the ICE list says that it's a public verifiable record of immigration enforcement activity in the United States. It documents incidents, agencies, individuals, facilities, vehicles, and legal authorities involved in enforcement operations. Entries are structured, sourced, and time-stamped to support verification, cross-referencing, and long-term analysis. The wiki is intended for use by journalists, researchers, advocates, and the general public. The project was created by Crust News, whatever that is. The wiki is in active development. Structure, navigation, and data standards are being finalized. Older pages may be reformatted as standards are applied consistently. The usual thing you see on wikis. So again, the address, wiki.iceless.is. Let us know if you are able to get useful information out of that, if it's being updated, if it's being disassembled. I'm told that the links are working again now, so it seems to be in flux. It's going back and forth. It was going to dead ends before. Now it seems to be going somewhere. Hopefully the publicity of Meta blocking this may have inspired people to start working on the site again. That would be great. Alex?
Well, I have a question for you, Emmanuel, and Rob and Gila. I'd love to hear your views on this in a sense. Do you think that Meta would prevent you from advertising for, let's say, job postings on ICE or advertising for ICE on its platform at this moment?
I would say probably not. I mean, I would say definitely not. No, of course, they're in bed
right.
with them.
Of course not.
Right.
Right? Of course not. Of course they wouldn't, right? Because it's about revenue, right? It's about eyeballs, about revenue, about taking in dollars. So on the one hand, you can advertise for ICE on Facebook, but you can't scrutinize ICE on Facebook or any of these other platforms that Meta owns. Well, then this isn't really even about content moderation. This is about information control at this particular moment. I mean, this is a really serious moment, and it makes us question the legitimacy of the platform, legitimacy of the company, their partiality. And I think it really calls into question the nature of what Meta is and the nature of what these platforms are. Because on the one hand, they have every right to do this. Right? They're not the government. Meta is not the government. The First Amendment does not apply to Meta because they're a private actor. The First Amendment applies to government actions. Meta, thank God, is not the government. But this notion that we should be allowed to criticize them, and it is a platform where governmental accountability is front and center right now, it makes us question, and I don't know the answer to this, what it actually is. I mean, what the hell, what are we doing here on these platforms? Is it a public forum? Is it something that should be regulated by the First Amendment or not? I don't know. But this dichotomy between being able to advertise for ICE and but yet not being able to criticize them, that makes me really uneasy about the information control that's happening on this platform now.
It's not even criticizing them. It's simply providing information. Like, for instance, you know, there was an execution in the streets of Minneapolis over the weekend. We all saw it. We all know about it. We are not allowed to know the names of the people involved in that execution. You know, under the guise of it's for their safety because they would be doxxed. And, yeah, you know what? that's going to happen to anybody who commits a heinous crime on camera. And they should be treated no differently. But the fact that we are forbidden from having basic knowledge about a particular case, you know, maybe there are people that know the quote-unquote agents involved and can provide more information, but they don't know those people are involved in this execution, you know? And that is something that, you know, as a free society, as an alleged free society, these are facts that should be known to the public from the very beginning. And what we're seeing now is not only corporations falling over themselves to stay on Trump's good side, but we're seeing them aid and abet the hiding of information, vital information that we are entitled to. So it's a really disturbing time to be in this country. And, I think many of us know that. Many of us are waking up to that fact. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're looking at the icelist.is site and clicking around the wiki. And as far as we can see, all those links are working, though some of them are quite slow. I can only imagine that thanks to the much beloved Streisand effect of someone saying, no, we don't want this to spread, and so therefore it's spreading for that reason, spitefully. I can only imagine that the sheer attention that the site is getting now, this was started about half a year ago, and the fact that it's getting all this attention now is putting some stress on whatever hardware is hosting this. Having worked on various wikis over the years, I know that this can be a very strenuous thing to host on a server, and so I can only hope they have the technical resources they need to catch up and keep up. But the pages themselves are still working if you're patient, and also you mentioned this not being updated in a while. I can see every wiki has most wikis have a recent changes page that will show you in real time what changes are being made, and the logs are very active. There are things being organized, there are, you know, things being added to pages. It all seems to be a standard operating procedure for a wiki. So it's still a thing that is being worked on currently by its admins.
One other thing that I found interesting is that they also have icelist.info, which redirects to icelist.is. That's where I think it's probably safer to have this in Iceland than here.
I also see that the links are back up. I'm looking at a list of agents in New York, but I'm also looking at an incident list, and I don't see anything beyond 2025. So that's what disturbs me, is the lack of new, you know, particularly what happened in Minnesota, executions in Minnesota that took place. That should be front and center here. And, you know, I'm not faulting them at all. I know how it gets. But this is, it shows that we really need to help organizations like this, and more people have to be involved. Gila.
I actually kind of want to push back on that for a second, because I think the idea that there is so much daylight on what happened to Rene Good and to Alex Preti, we need to shine a light on so many other things. And I said to Rob, I want to click on the Nebraska list and see if anybody I went to high school with is now an ICE agent. And none of them seem to be yet, as far as I can tell. But, I think to have a place where, like, they're just going through, like, LinkedIn and finding people who are saying, oh, yes, I work for ICE. And you know what? Good. Say it with your whole chest and let the chips fall where they may. And, you know, the thing that I saw recently that someone said, if ICE agents have to uncover their faces, like 80% of them would quit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I think the idea that we're having, like, so the people, I think, are part of the key right now, and the incidents may be behind, but also it's a wiki and anybody can happen.
Go ahead, Alex.
I think this goes back to what you said, Emmanuel, and you know how I like to disagree with you, but I agree with you entirely that this is another example of these massive tech platforms being afraid to anger the administration and doing anything they can to curry favor with the president at this moment. And this is terrifying to me right now, because if platforms like this are treating documenting government power as more dangerous than government power itself, then I think we have fundamentally misunderstood who actually needs protection in this country. That's a big problem. Now, one other thing I want to mention, which is a corollary point to what I just said, is this icelist.is site. Right? So I just looked up the DNS configuration of icelist.is. I've never seen this hosting provider before, and it's goddamn cool. It really is. I have to see. So if you look at the NS records, the name server records of icelist.is, it points to ns2.1984hosting.com. That's where the NS records are. That's the name server records.
Nice.
The MX records, the mail server records, point to mx2.1984.is. So I think they're choosing the hosting provider of this site very wisely. It's kind of neat. It's pretty cool. I've looked at, I don't know, tens of thousands of domains. I've never seen this before.
I think all of Iceland is in on it.
It might be. It very well might be.
And I'm pretty sure Trump would agree with me on that. He would be convinced that they were all in on it.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Well, yeah, don't tell him about that. He might get things unconfused.
Kyle.
Well, it's not it's not a coincidence. I mean, there has been a historic precedent in Iceland for them to act as a media haven. This was something that was established, like, I think over a decade ago, but it's something to remember that these places are connected. They are part of the global network that we all use and enjoy, and in setting up in different jurisdictions, you can protect interests that are active in spaces that have a little bit more hostility towards what they're hosting.
And that's the magic of the Internet. That's how the Internet was designed. So it's a good thing that some people still remember that. One other story here that's of interest, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, singer Billie Eilish, they're among the critics who are accusing TikTok of censoring videos that are critical of the Trump administration's immigration raids. Yeah, it extends to TikTok. With some raising questions about whether TikTok's new U.S. owners, including Trump ally Larry Ellison and his Oracle, I can't believe I said that, whether or not they're behind the alleged suppression. Now, Murphy, in a post on Twitter late Sunday, shared a post from a TikTok user who alleged his content critical of immigration and customs enforcement raids are being censored, adding, "I know it's hard to track all the threats to democracy out there right now, but this is at the top of the list." The user, David Levitt, has 14,400 followers, but a screenshot he posted to Twitter over the weekend shows one of his newest videos garnering just 276 views, while two other videos said ineligible for recommendation. Well, David, welcome to the club. This has been going on for a long time. And, you know, I post something on Twitter, and maybe two people even see it. And it's insane because, you know, years ago that would be in the thousands. So, yeah, this is nothing new. The fact that TikTok is now joining the party, yeah, I guess that's a little bit new, but when you sell to Trump people, what do you expect? Democratic California State Senator Scott Wiener called TikTok state-controlled media in a post. Wasn't it called that before when it was run by China? And now it's run by the United States. Wow, how about that? He said that in a post on Twitter Monday, stating he posted a video to TikTok about state legislation that would allow people to sue ICE agents, but showing a screen grab of his TikTok account showed it sitting at zero views. It's pretty disgusting what's going on. And it doesn't stop there. The FBI is now investigating a Signal group text chats that Minnesota residents were using to share information about ICE agent movements, including a new front in the Trump administration's conflict there with potential free speech implications. I'm sorry, launching that new attack. Kash Patel is running this whole thing, so you know how that's going to go. He said in an interview with conservative podcaster Benny Johnson that he wanted to know whether any Minnesota residents had put federal agents in harm's way with activities such as sharing their license plate numbers and locations. Yeah, that's all it takes, apparently, in Kash Patel's limited brain to put somebody at risk, is to give out their license plate, which is publicly displayed, or to say where they are, which anybody knows who sees them. You cannot create a scenario that illegally entraps and puts law enforcement in harm's way, he said. The investigation quickly drew skepticism from free speech advocates who said the First Amendment protects members of the public who share legally obtained information, such as the names of federal agents and where they are conducting enforcement operations. You know, that's standard practice. That's, you know, cops have their names on their badges. You can identify them. You know, they don't even have numbers on ICE agents' uniforms so that internally they can identify them. They have nothing. So they can get away with all these heinous acts and be completely unaccountable. It's not a flaw. That's the design. That's what they want. And, you know, the sharing of the disinformation that is coming out of this administration concerning the victims of these crimes, concerning, you know, Alex Preddy and Renee Good, basically, it's not about the lie so much. Yeah, it's easy to prove that they're lying. It's easy to prove that they're wrong. The video evidence is overwhelming. It's about repeating it repeating it over and over and over again, because even if it's a lie and you keep repeating it, it's going to stick in people's minds. And 5, 10 years from now, people will say, yeah, that is not the person who was threatening the ICE agent. You know, and a lot of people are saying that now because it's being repeated. Fox News is on the air, and they're repeating this over and over, too. So the whole thing is really disgusting. But, yeah, so they're investigating Signal chats, and supposedly they infiltrated Signal. Not the hardest thing in the world to do. You simply get invited into a chat, and there you are. In fact, the Trump administration even demonstrated that last year. You know, any kind of dialogue is only as secure as the weakest link. And if somebody from the opposing side is in your chat, yeah, they're going to reveal what you say. But there's nothing wrong with saying the things that they're saying, which is basically, ICE is here. This is what they're doing. These are the vehicles they're using. It's called a free society. You know, and apparently it's something these people know nothing about. Alex? Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I was just coughing there. But no, it's called accountability and transparency, and these are the things that we've ordinarily expected our government to provide to us, and yet somehow that seems to be an insane proposition now. Everything has been turned on its head. The whole thing is awful, is unbelievable, and continues to get worse, I have to say. I'm excited to open up the phone lines tonight
yeah.
and hear what our viewers have to say.
And well, not viewers, but listeners. And
listeners,
believe me, that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But we do have to caution a couple of things. If you're a regular caller to Overtime, please don't call on this program because this is for BAI listeners, people who are listening either to the radio or to the live stream and do this each week and don't call the other show. The phone number will be active in just one moment, and we'd like people to keep it short so that as many people as possible can get in. If you are currently the subject of one of our bans, actually we only have one ban going on right now, we're not going to mention names, but you know who you are, don't call or the ban will become permanent, and we don't want to do that, but we can. All right, phone number 802-321-4225. That's right, it's a different phone number, not the usual BAI number. 802-321-HACK is our phone number. We're not in Vermont, that's a Vermont area code, but we're making use of technology to route phone lines all over the place. 802-321-4225, do you have anything to say about technology, what's going on in the world today, something completely unrelated, or just feedback to the show or to WBAI in general, please call that number, 802-321-4225. We have a call, and let's pick that up. And good evening. You're on WBAI. Go ahead.
Am I on?
You're on the air right now.
Okay. I can never hear you guys. This is Peter from Queens. I can never hear you guys when I call. I'll just talk, and I'll go off the air. So I had a question. If you use something like a QR code or some passive technology to, like, glitch a system, like a surveillance camera or a Tesla, and it causes it to malfunction or veer off the road or just shut off, can you be held liable for that, and not even pretending it was an accident, like you intended for that to happen and it happened, you know?
I guess.
This is a question for Alex, I guess. I can't hear, so I'll just hear it off the air.
Okay.
Bye.
I don't know why he can't hear. Okay. But, you know, Alex, just to preempt you for a second, I would say it has to do with intent. You know, if somebody knows they're going to do that, then, yeah, that's something that could be they could be held accountable for. But if just holding up a QR code is enough to make something get completely fouled up, well, I don't see how they could be held. Our phone lines are open, 802-321-4225. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I think it does boil down to intent. If you intended to do something like that, you probably could be held liable for it. I mean, the law always has to do with intention and foreseeability, and it would also very likely fall under the ambit of state computer tampering laws. Computer tampering laws are laws that have been on the books for several decades now, if you think about it, but as opposed to federal hacking statutes where you are bypassing some kind of gate and accessing something without authorization, those statutes probably wouldn't apply to this particular situation unless you had caused it to go to a site and drop some malware and then exceed some kind of authorization that way. Most likely this would fall under the ambit of computer tampering laws if you had that intent to do it.
Okay, Rob, then Kyle.
I also can't help but assume that if you did happen to do something that made, like, a car go off the road and that caused some actual harm to human life, that's a whole other field of responsibility.
Yeah, I would just emphasize that it would probably also include factors like the relative level of harm that whatever your adjustment or attempt at bypassing or circumventing something, it would be a calculation in the willingness of someone to try to prosecute that or punish an individual, especially if it's scaled up, like a lot of people are doing the very same thing. And the other thing that I think is worth considering there is the relative losing my train of thought, but I just think the impact and just the choice of thing. Oh, and the overlap. If you have some sort of thing you're doing that then overlaps with a right or some sense of sovereignty personally that you're trying to exercise, like obfuscating your face with a barcode or something that messes with a camera that would protect your perceived right to, like, say, privacy, et cetera. So
I'd like to know if you found a QR code that can mess up a Tesla somehow. That's fascinating. Okay, we have another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Go ahead.
Hello. I was just wondering if anyone has tried using, like, a URL shortener or, like a URL modifier to post the ICE list link onto Facebook and other social medias that it's banned on?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I would imagine they're on to that by now because URL shorteners have been around forever. But, you know, I guess the only way to find out is to try it.
Yeah, I would try it if I had a Facebook, but unfortunately I don't have one.
Yeah, a lot of us don't. But thanks for that that input.
Yeah, and I also just want to say that everyone else seems to sound really good on the phone, but Emmanuel, you're kind of like coming in and out and kind of like shorting out sounding a little bit.
Okay, well, that's valuable feedback. And Kyle, we've talked about this, so what's wrong with my voice? we'll figure it out, but thanks for the info, and I'll let Alex address the issue there.
Yeah, well, while you deal with the technical issue over there, I thought about the same thing. I'm not sure a URL shortener is the way to go in order to bypass these types of filters to get this content out there. What I was thinking more along the lines is just having it hosted on multiple domains, continuously, you know, adding new domain names to this, because I would imagine that the block is based off of the icelist.is domain or maybe the particular IP address that's associated with that. So if you push out the actual content to another domain hosted as a mirror, maybe that's the best way to go.
Yeah, you know, these are all old methods of getting around things. I'd be surprised if they still work because they're so obvious. But again, you know, the thing that they really can never get past is that Streisand effect, where basically it'll just keep multiplying in different places. They can't block everything, you know, and if they do, then they don't have anything. So I don't know. It's definitely something that I think it's a losing battle on their end. 802-321-4225. I believe our phone lines are open, and Kyle, we're trying to fix my voice. I don't know what's wrong with why would my voice work over the air but not over the phone. It's just
well, I try to add a little more of it.
Well, there's a simple solution. I'll say less, you know, and you guys do more talking. But we need a phone call. 802-321-4225. This is our it's pretty much a monthly call-in show here on WBAI. Although we weren't on last month because there was a lot of traveling going on, so this was the first one in a couple of months. So be a part of it. say what's on your mind. 802-321-4225. Rob.
Yeah, while we're waiting for that phone call, I'll just mention that our over on channel 2600 on YouTube, where we won't be tonight, there are now Hope videos posted, and among those Hope videos is the Off the Hook AMA that we did at last year's Hope conference. So I was rewatching that today, and also seeing some nice comments about how nice it is to put our faces to our voices. And so it's a nice little thing. If you're a regular listener to this program and you haven't checked it out yet, you can go down to channel 2600 and look for Off the Hook AMA under the Hope 16 videos.
It's not always a nice thing to see our faces for many people, but you know, if that's the kind of thing that you're into, yes, there we are. And you know, all the videos are there. You're right. All the videos are there. It's funny. We didn't tell anybody. But people found out, and a lot of people are looking at them.
I had a dream about that, where there was, a stage and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy.
You were on the stage, Kyle. That's why you had a dream.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay, we have another phone call. First of all, I apologize for the quality of my voice, because I'm probably not coming in well, but let me just say good evening and welcome to Off the Hook. Go ahead.
Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. There you go.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if you knew anything about the ICE reading license plates and finding out that they'd come back to a bad or a new Social Security number, and they don't tag them as illegals. Do you know anything about that? I'll take it off the air.
Okay, did anybody understand what he was asking? Because I didn't.
I heard automatic license plate readers coming back with or license plate reading or some kind of apprehension.
We heard the words. It's just putting them together for meaning is what I'm having trouble with.
They're like no new Social Security numbers. Rob, do you know?
Yeah, I think what the caller is asking about is ICE reading license plates with automatic readers and then checking those against some database to see if they come up against bad Social Security numbers that people who aren't here legally might be using. And I have no idea of the answer, but I believe I understand the question.
Okay. I'm not quite sure I understand the question or the answer or the phrasing, but go ahead, Kyle.
I think that in and of itself is worth talking about. The fact that we don't really know how and what is being done when they take in information, when they're grabbing photos of people, when they're referencing and cross-referencing things, there isn't a lot of transparency. We should know.
Mm-hmm.
We should totally know. We should understand how it all works, what exactly is being compared, so that there's, and what mechanisms there are
Absolutely,
to remove
yeah.
yourself from some lists, or